Oh my goodness, welcome back to the third episode of Sitting Home Alone at Night with me, Trevor Silverstein. Again, this is the third episode of a podcast that I originally billed as the podcast that no one asked for and no one's going to listen to. And so far that's been mostly true. It's been mostly true that there was a severe drop-off between episodes 1 and 2. Episode 1 was a smash hit with, I think, like 75 listens. Episode 2 is I don't even know what to call it, but a smash hit would be a severe overstatement. Again, the theme song to this, if you're a first-time listener, or if you're a third-time listener and you just appreciate hearing me say the name of the theme song again, this is Steve Combs with several unrelated piano intros, which I'm finding is the perfect theme song for me, because of how meandering and pointless this whole podcast is. But you guys love it, that's why you're listening, and I love it, and that's why I'm doing it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. That's true. That's very true. Let's listen to this as it comes to a little bit of an end. And it's beautiful. So I have to be completely honest. I think I say that at any point, at some point in any given episode so far, three episodes to be exact, that I have jumped the shark. I mentioned in episode 2 that there was a possibility that I could be recording it during the day and no one would know, and that would be a sort of going against the concept in some way, that like sitting home alone at night begets the idea that I'm recording it at night and that's the only time that I would be recording it. But I have to be honest, I'm recording this at 5:15 p.m. On a Saturday, and that's technically not night, I know. And I just actually Googled what time is technically night anyway. And so the answer that I found is on average, noon begins at 12 p.m. That's not what I looked for. Night begins at sunset. That makes a whole lot of sense, and I actually didn't need to Google that to find it out. But 5 p.m. is evening, I suppose. It's no longer the afternoon, so therefore I'm encroaching on nighttime. So my offense to my concept is not so bad, I think. I have a lot of exciting ideas for this episode, and I have no idea whether any of them will come to fruition in any way, but I'm excited about the potential that they have. The first one, I'll just let you guys know up front so we can kind of gauge how this all pans out. I have posted just right before hitting record onto Facebook that it's 5:12 in Berlin, 5:12 p.m., and I'm recording for the next 40 or so minutes, which means, yes, this podcast is going to be 39 minutes at least once more. And that I encourage anyone to call. This is kind of a throwback to the first episode where I mentioned that I almost called someone, but I didn't. And I realized that would sort of be annoying for me to have to like reach out to people to actually join my podcast and to force people to become part of something that they didn't want to. I don't want to force anyone to be on my podcast without without their consent for that. And so I've put the feelers out there, made a post, and we'll see if anyone wants to call in. It would be really cool if anyone calls in. And actually, the more random, the better. If it's someone that I would not expect to call in, but they just felt inspired, that's who I want to call. So if you are hearing this, it's after the fact already. So it doesn't matter. Just call in now. If you can somehow hear my voice through the ether or through spy technology, please call. Give me a call on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. There's no point in me repeating this because it's not reaching you anyhow. So that's one exciting aspect of this episode that hopefully will pan out. We'll find out over the next 40 minutes if anyone will take me up on that. Maybe I can even check in if anyone comments on that, although I would think that's a bit of a cowardly thing to do, to just comment on the post and not actually just pick up the damn phone and call. I mean, it's so easy nowadays to just be in touch with people. I have about, 10 different apps on my phone through which I can communicate with people. I'm pretty sure my banking apps I can communicate with people, maybe through money transfers, but so be it. That actually reminds me of a funny thing that happened to me recently, and maybe this will be an interesting way to engage with the community that listens to my podcast, which is my mother mostly, who I love, and was just her birthday recently. So happy birthday, Mom. Happy Mother's Day as well, because your birthday was the day after Mother's Day, which means for anyone listening, her birthday was May 14th. So why don't you all put that in your calendars now, that Trevor's mom's birthday is on May 14th. And that's, I think, a very exciting thing for us all. But anyway, what I was getting to before I get sidetracked, which I happen to do all the time, I get wildly sidetracked when I'm recording this podcast, maybe because I don't let myself finish a thought. And I deconstruct everything that I say before I've even said it. I don't know if that is something that anyone's picked up on while listening, that as I say something, I often interrupt myself. And I don't even think that the interruptions get finished, as what's probably happening now. What I was trying to get to was a funny thing that happened to me. Yes, that's right. This was a really strange circumstance where I won't name a name, but the person who this is knows who he or she is. And they are most likely not listening to this podcast. But I received a payment. I received an email notifying me that I had just received $900-something on Venmo, which is, for anyone unaware, a money transfer app that also functions like a social network for money transferring. So it's kind of like this weird dystopic combination of Facebook and, I don't know, PayPal, which is also a money transfer app in some ways, but I think it's less social. It's probably a bit better off. But Venmo, anyway, you can like, you see a news feed of all your Facebook friends or whatever, and the money that they give other people, other Facebook friends of their own. And it's a bit disturbing to share what money you are. And it's, I don't think that it exists in Europe. It exists in the US, of course, and people mostly indicate what they've paid for with emojis, which is what happened to me. So I don't even think I had the app anymore. I hadn't used it in a while, but I received this email. You got like $900-something from this person. Let's call this person Bibo. So Bibo sent me money. It's an ungendered name, I believe, although in certain maybe romance languages, the O at the end would be get a man. But that doesn't matter because that's misleading you, I think, in some ways. Again, look at me deconstructing myself already. Isn't this off to a great start? Anyway, Bobo sent me $900-something on Venmo with the emoji of, I think it was a pile of cash with wings, if I'm not mistaken, and a house, which I could only assume was rent money for this person's apartment. Am I completely baffled that a person is, one, paying for rent on Venmo? Yes. Am I also completely baffled that this person is indicating their rent payments via the emoji symbols for money and a house? Yes, I'm baffled by that. Am I judging this? No, because, you know, everyone, this person's paying their rent, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to pay rent. And this person's working hard, I'm sure. I don't know what this person's doing, exactly, but, they're working hard and they're paying their rent, and that's all that matters. But anyway, so like I had this kind of moral dilemma of like, what do I do? Someone has just sent me a lot of money. I could be the kind of person that would maybe take that money. I mean, that would be a terrible thing to do, I think. But I'm sure there are people that do this all the time. You just get, someone accidentally sends you money. It could be yours. It could be your money now. I mean, I knew it was a mistake because I have not seen, this is a person that I knew from college. And I had not spoken to this person in quite some time. And this person certainly did not owe me anything. And I did not owe this person anything, so I didn't think this was some kind of guilt trip mechanism or something. So I reached out. I did the only thing I thought I could do in that situation. I reached out to the person and I said, "Hey, you know, we haven't talked in a while, Bobo. I think you might have mistakenly sent me a lot of money I can only assume it's for your rent. I would love to help get this money back to you. And so the person like responded pretty quickly being like, oh my God, yes, that was definitely not for you. But I guess now I know her, his or her landlord is a person named Trevor. Bobo, ungendered Bobo, landlord is named Trevor. So that's pretty exciting. And so we figured it out. This is actually not an exciting story in any way. And I think I've just wasted, yeah, I just wasted like nearly eight minutes probably telling it. And anyways, so they got their money back and that's the end of the story. And now I feel really, I just made myself feel really bad. I just cast so much judgment on myself. Ow. Maybe this is a good time to introduce this week's sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's sponsor is the closest thing to a brand name that I've had yet. As you can remember, the first episode, the sponsor was a picture of a skeleton hanging above your desk. The second episode was, I believe, a pack of tissues. So that was also, it's similar. Actually, this is a very similar sponsor. This week's sponsor is a sort of brand name nasal spray for allergies that I won't give the exact name for, but it rhymes with Blonase, which would be a terrible alternative name for this thing. Not that the actual name is any better, but Blonase. Is today's sponsor. I don't know about you, listener, whoever you might be. I don't know about you, but I have, as of late, started suffering really bad allergies, seasonal allergies from what I can only assume is pollen. I don't know. I haven't seen a doctor about it yet. I haven't seen an allergist, which I need to do. I really have to go see an allergist because it's getting terrible. And I think about it all year round. Matilda, my girlfriend, I'll make her, she's a producer of the podcast now, whether she wants to be or not, only in the sense of the podcast can only exist with the lack of her presence at home. Therefore, she's a producer. So producer of the podcast and my girlfriend, Matilda, she encouraged me this year to try to consume a lot of, I guess, very local honey, thinking that would help me. And I had no reason not to listen to her and do this, but I did not do it. And whether that would have actually helped me or not, I don't know. But the point is that this year my allergies have been terrible. And I happen to live in an apartment that is right near a bunch of trees, which is not anything to complain about at all, except for the fact that there is an insane amount of pollen that comes into my apartment. And so I suffer really bad from these allergies. And I occasionally get little bouts of hay fever, which are really bad. And I had one recently on May Day, which just kind of came out of nowhere and just destroyed me. And I thought that was it. I thought that was my like one bout of hay fever for the year, but it wasn't. A couple weeks later, I was in Portugal and I was driving and I swear to God, my nose was, I felt like someone was tickling it on the inside with a, like a, their little, if they had like little baby fingers that could fit inside my nose, it's just like a constant tickling. Like if there was like maybe like just someone the size of a fly with little even fly hands just tickling the inside of my nose. That's what it felt like. And my eye, my left eye in particular, just run like tear just running endlessly down my face, just leaking. My eyes were just leaking and were so red and puffy. Anyway, this is so, I'm so bad at narrowing in on things really fast, if you haven't been able to tell. Anyway, I went to the pharmacy. I had stupidly forgotten my allergy medication here in Berlin. I went to a pharmacy in Portugal. They gave me Flonase. I felt like I was losing my goddamn mind on it. I don't know if anyone's ever taken Flonase. I just used the actual name of the thing, Blonase. If anyone's ever taken Blonase, is there an active ingredient in there that you found that you actually get a significant high off, like a mind-altering high? Because I took this and it did relieve the symptoms of the allergies fairly well, which was good. But it made me go insane. I felt like I was going insane. We were at a beach, which was nice. I know. We're at a beach, Matilda and I. And I just could not sit still. So I was pacing around these rocks and just like, I don't think I was talking to myself, but there is a good chance I may have been talking to myself just like under my breath. I'm out alone in the water. The water is really cold to the point where you can't actually swim in it and it's not enjoyable to swim in it. But I was out there. Oh my God, I'm getting a call. Where is this call coming from? Someone's calling. Oh, okay. This is so exciting. Oh, this is so exciting. I have my first ever caller. Carl Clancy.
It's me. It's me, Jordan Peterson.
Oh, this is Jordan Peterson. Oh my God. I don't, Jordan Peterson, can you introduce yourself? Who are you?
Well.
Oh my God. I believe it or not, I'm getting another call. This is an onslaught. Jordan, are you still there? Are you still there?
Can you hear me, Trevor?
Yeah, sorry. I just had another call, believe it or not.
Oh boy, well, I hope you bumped them. I mean, who else is going to be calling who's more important than me?
No, I don't know who you are, so you're going to have to actually tell me how important you might be.
Okay, we're playing that game. Well, my name is Jordan Peterson. I'm a public intellectual. I've been called a lot recently. I'm a darling of the men's rights movement. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I've got a speaking engagement tonight in this fine city of Berlin. I'm just passing through.
Hold on a second. Did you say you're a darling of the men's rights?
Like, yeah, that? I mean, I would distance myself from that kind of thing, but I gather nobody's really going to be paying any attention to this podcast of yours, right?
Oh, well, that's actually somewhat insulting, to be honest with you.
Sorry, you're picking up on me.
I know. I just said that's somewhat insulting, actually, for you to think that no one's listening. There is very few people. There are very few people listening. That's true. But to think that nobody's listening. Anyway, that's beyond the point. I don't need to nitpick with you about how many people listen.
Well, Trevor,
to me. I don't know if I like the fact that you're a men's rights person. I don't think that's anything I stand for. So I'd be willing to debate you on some things if you want. If that's what are you calling in about?
Sure. Well, let me take you up on your first point. You feel insulted, and yet you're just going to sit there and do nothing about it. Trevor, you're a young man. You know, you gotta stand up for yourself. You gotta puff your chest out. You gotta clean your room. You know, society is built upon dominance hierarchies, and at the moment you're positioning yourself squarely at the bottom of those dominance hierarchies, bucko. And it's going to lead to depression and the collapse of Western society as we know it.
Oh my God. There's a lot to unpack there, Jordan. Again, it was extremely insulting. When I said I wanted people to call in, I did not want people to call in and tell me how I can make my life, especially someone who I don't even know.
I think we can both agree that any real discourse between two men, implicitly comes with the threat of violence in it, you know?
I don't think we can agree on that. I would not agree on that.
Tell me, Trevor, how many books on clinical psychology have you published?
I have not published any books.
Zero. Wow, that's pretty surprising. You know, I'm an expert in my field. I've been a clinical psychologist for over 25 years. I've helped a lot of people in one-on-one sessions. And you know, I've found these truths to be repeatable and provable. So really, you're unqualified to debate me on that particular point.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna debate you on your qualifications. I can just like maybe I can just say that I totally disagree with you, except for the thing about cleaning my room. I'll give you some leeway on that one, but. I don't know. I feel like you're just cashing in on a moment of a real terrible trend in society right now, and you're a con artist. I don't even know who you. I haven't read any of your stuff. I just feel like you're a con artist.
All I heard out of that sentence was cash. Are you offering cash for
this? No, I'm not offering you any money. But you just exemplified perfectly that you are a total con artist, and that you're only motivated by appealing to people's worst sensibilities. Dividing people and building a following of just little male men's rights robots just like yourself. So you know what? I'm done. Jordan, you know what? I'm done. I appreciate you calling because it is in a way that's a nice thing to do. In a way that's a nice thing to do to call. But I'm gonna end this call very soon. I'm gonna give you one last word in this, you know, okay?
Okay, masculinity is being eroded, and with this attitude, you're going to die alone.
All right, thank you, Jordan Peterson, everybody. That's, I'll leave it, I'm not even going to respond to that, but that's a very nice thing.
Very disappointing, Trevor.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Bye-bye. Have a...
You can't hang up on me. I've won this dominance battle.
No, I'm going to hang up. Okay, wow. That was a dodgy first call, if I've ever, if I can ever say so myself. I apologize for anyone listening. That might have been a very uncomfortable exchange, and certainly one that I did not plan to have, and wish I did not. I wish that hadn't happened. I now regret posting on Facebook. I don't even know how Jordan Peterson, whoever that might be, saw. My post on Facebook, I don't imagine that I could be friends with him. And I'm actually really scared now that I have friends who might support this person. Well, anyway, I don't remember where I was with my story. Ah, yes, I was losing my mind on Flonase. But get yourself a bottle, because who knows if the active ingredient is something that'll affect you. I do want to apologize to Jakub Grodoval, who did also call while Jordan had just called. So that was like back-to-back calls really fast. So I got overwhelmed and I did ignore his call. I wish I had not. Jakub is a much nicer person than that was. Anyway, should I call? Maybe I'll give Jakub a call back. How about that? How about we give Jakub a call back? There's the one exception to the rule. Okay, phone is ringing now. There we are.
Hello?
Jakub.
Hey.
Hey, thank you for calling. I'm sorry I had to decline you before.
That's totally fine.
I suppose maybe you weren't just calling me randomly. You saw my Facebook post?
I saw your Facebook post, yeah.
Great. I am recording this right now. I just want you to know that in case there was any question of that.
No.
Well, Jakub Grodoval, welcome to Sitting Home Alone at Night with me, Trevor Silverstein. It, as you know, being in Berlin, it's not night, but I'm recording. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, I'm Jakub. I'm currently in Grenoble in France, waiting for a concert to happen. And I just woke up and have time to waste.
Wow. This is actually very, I'm so happy you called, because this is very exciting, because not only are you calling from another country, but you are also in some ways a celebrity guest, which is really, really exciting for me. If you feel comfortable, explaining what kind of concert it is that you're performing in? What's the group?
The group is Puppet Masters. It's a puppet rap group. It's kind of a like a live rap show for grown-ups that is also a puppet show for all ages.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. I'm so happy you called. How are you doing? How are you feeling today?
Good. We had a concert last night and it was late. It was late, but we had it's amazing. We're in the Alps right now, so I got to see. It's the first time I've really seen like huge snow-covered mountaintops, and I'm pretty awed by how beautiful this planet can be.
Wow! Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that I've never seen the Alps in person. I've only seen them in I think like old-timey postcards. You know, those like ones where it's like Mont Blanc night from I don't know 1894. You know what I'm talking about?
That's very specific. No, I don't.
No, okay. Well, there's like, I think there's like a company that puts out posters of like different Alp mountain, I don't know what, tourism ads from the olden days. I think probably not 1894. That would be strange. Well, anyway, what you did interrupt, when you called before, you interrupted another caller. So who knows? It worked out fine. I finished the call. It was with a guy named Jordan Peterson. Are you familiar with Jordan Peterson?
The Canadian psychologist.
Oh, you know, yeah, I had never heard of this guy before, but he just called and he was Like, really, I did not like this guy at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, he seems like a dick a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a real dick. And he was very boastful of his standing in the men's rights community, which was disturbing.
Oh, that's usually he doesn't defend his being beloved by the right, but...
Yeah, he did mention that he doesn't usually publicly do that, but then he said the only reason he was like felt comfortable saying that was because he knew that no one was listening. He was very insulting. He said that no one was listening to my podcast.
Well, yeah. You know, some people.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, is there anything you want to talk about or anything you want to do? You want to freestyle rap? I don't know. What do you want to do?
No, I'm good with the rapping right now.
Yeah, you gotta reserve yourself, I imagine.
Yeah, I gotta keep my energy for the stage.
Yeah,
we there's an interesting group of Russian. They're called the Russian Die Antwort, called Little Big.
Oh,
and I'm excited to see that tonight.
That's interesting. I would not have expected that to be their name. The Russian version of Die Antwort. I would never have said, oh, they'll be called Little Big. Little Big sounds to me like a DIY band out of Brooklyn. Like, not a Russian rap group.
Well, I think, and I'm not sure, you know, this might be insulting and assuming too much, but I saw them at the dinner table before, or lunch table beforehand, backstage. And they have a very tall man and a very small woman, much like the Antwort.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where the name come from. Maybe they're not that creative.
Okay.
Or maybe they're very creative.
Yeah.
This is really insulting. I shouldn't insult people.
Don't insult people you don't know on my podcast. Apparently, I'm the only one that's allowed to actually get insulted on my own podcast.
Wow. It seems like your podcast is getting the meanness out of people.
Yeah. Well, or I just had one. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, God. Oh, no. Well, Jakob, I think that I'm very excited for your concert tonight. I hope it goes really well. I also am excited. Are you not performing tonight?
No, I am.
Oh, you are. Yeah, well, I'm excited for Little Big to report back when I see you on how they are, how their creativity holds up.
Thanks for having me, Trevor.
Thank you for calling.
I love your WhatsApp profile picture of a half-eaten burger.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so. I thank you for mentioning that. Everyone in the audience listening should know that my profile picture is a half-eaten burger. I don't remember where the burger's from, but it's been that way for a couple years now. Anyway, thank you, Jakob. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
See
ya. Bye. Okay, this is so exciting. It's now there's 28 minutes have passed in the podcast. These phone calls have taken up a lot of great time, but I'm happy I did it. It's a really fun thing. Oh, I missed a call. Oh my goodness. Okay, we have to go back to this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the phone call episode. There's nothing going on except for phone calls. I'm going to give a call back to this person who is a very special guest of the podcast, someone who's listened more than anyone else. Michelle. Hold on 1 second. How do I get you on speaker? Uh-huh. Michelle, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, this is very exciting. Welcome to sitting home alone at night with Trevor Silverstein.
Oh my God.
Or during the day, depending on when you're listening.
Well, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of first-time callers tonight, you should know. That's.
Yeah, okay. Am I not the first person to say that?
No, well, you are the first person to say that. So far, the phone calls have been... interesting. I don't need to go into details. You'll find out when you listen.
Okay.
But they've been interesting so far. But you are the first person to say that you're a longtime listener, first time caller, and so I do appreciate that.
Okay, good. I was calling to ask if you saw the comment that asked if you checked your email because I sent you an email last night.
No, I hadn't looked at the you can't see me, but I'm juggling technology here in an uncomfortable way for recording a podcast.
Oh, wow.
I'm holding my phone up to the microphone that I'm also speaking into. And
oh, I see.
Yeah, so checking the comments has proved not possible.
Okay.
Oh, now I see it. I see it as well.
Yeah.
I did see that and I did find that interesting. I forgot to respond right away. So I will do that after the show.
Okay.
But thank you for sending that. That was very funny. You can tell your friend that that was very funny.
Okay, I'll tell him later.
Great. Anyway, Michelle, you are, I would say, the number two fan of the show behind my mom. Is there anything you want people to know about you?
I'm just a normal person. I'm just like everybody else.
Yep. I don't think that's true. You're calling into a podcast recording off of a Facebook post you saw. That's definitely not something everyone would do.
Maybe it's something everyone should do.
That's a fair point. I can't argue with that. And I think that's words of wisdom as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you are a comedian who also performs at Comedy Cafe Berlin quite often.
That's right.
So you are possibly my third. I've had three celebrity guests on this episode in some fashion, which is very exciting. People who are out in the public doing things, one of which I really despised and wished had not called. That's not you. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
And then the other one was Jakob, who's a hip-hop artist. You know Jakob. And he called, which was very exciting, from a festival. So that was cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm actually sitting at home as well and alone, and I'm procrastinating doing the writing for the comedy show that I'm performing in tonight.
That's great. Do you want to plug that show for people who are listening when they will hear this after the show has happened?
Yeah, sure. So tonight, is it May 19th at 11:59 p.m. at Comedy Cafe Berlin, I will be part of Chopin Mic number 3, and I will be doing a show called Mercury is in Pendelverkehr, and it's Uban-based horoscope readings.
It's very, very funny.
It should be, very celestial and magical.
Wow, I look forward to seeing that. There's also something that I'm going to be at the show as well, but I'm excited to see there's a performer named Dr. Jim Gary Lynch who's going to be doing a transcendental meditation comedy thing called Transcendental Commutation, which I'm very excited to see.
Very cool.
I might try to get a recording of that actually to feature on the next show. But thank you for plugging that, because that show happens pretty periodically at this point. So people who are listening who are in Berlin, which I think is just you, you just plugged a show for yourself. And maybe for Emma Aldridge, who wanted a shout out. I think that I promised her a shout out in this episode. So Emma, this is your shout out. Emma Aldridge.
A shout out for me too.
Oh, hey, great. Emma. This is Emma. It's a 2-for-1. Not everyone gets that. Well, Michelle, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye. This is so exciting. Oh my God. So many calls. I don't even know how to begin. I think that might be the last one, because this is now at 33 minutes and it's unsustainable to have that many calls in a row. And I'm overwhelmed. And I was very honest with Michelle about the technological capabilities that I have here. And so now you have in your mind's eye exactly what I've been doing. I'm sitting at my desk. As always, I've got countless things on here that do not help me be productive. Just papers that pile up, receipts, the Flonase package that I had an idea that I was going to do potentially on the show. I'm actually very happy I didn't, because who knows. But what I was thinking I would do is I would, when I started talking about the Flonase, and then I got all distracted with the story of it and the phone calls, I was going to use the Flonase I was going to make it an experimental show where I use the Flonase and say, oh, by the end of the show, maybe I'll be crazy. But I'm very happy I didn't do that, because I feel like not healthy. I do have the allergic feelings right now that I always have. I did take my normal antihistamine pill this morning. I do not need the Flonase now, and I do not want to suddenly be insane. And I wouldn't want you to listen to that. I think I'm going to end this episode a little bit earlier than the other ones, just because the phone calls were a bit exhausting. Please, for anyone listeners, check out Puppet Mastas, Jakob's rap group. I have never actually listened to a song of theirs, but it is a fascinating concept, a puppet rap group they're huge too. Like, this is like, actually he is in a way a celebrity guest, not that he's a front man for it or anything like that. And I just got a message, as everyone could probably have heard that sound, from a friend of the podcast, Nacho Sanguinetti, as he asked me to pronounce it. I've known him for a little like 2 years and a few months, and been performing with him for almost, I don't know, 2 years at this point. He just sent a picture of a pile of meat that he's eating. So that's exciting. Now everyone knows that Nacho Sanguinetti is eating a pile of meat. So that seems like a pretty good place to leave off on. I'm going to do something a little different today to end the podcast. Instead of playing the usual thing, I'm going to kind of like sing myself off. And I guess to get that started, all I need to do is to find this thing that I use and play it. Thank you for listening to Sitting Home Alone at Night with Trevor Silverstein. Thank you for listening to Sitting Home Alone at Night with Trevor Silverstein. It's a podcast that no one asked for and no one's gonna listen to. It's a podcast that I am making just for you. This is all improvised, by the way. I didn't write any of this down. Not that it's particularly impressive in any way, but I just want to reiterate that this is all being made up on the spot. This is an unscripted podcast. There's literally nothing about today's episode that was prepared in any way. Even honestly, I didn't even do well at getting to the things that I thought I was going to get to, as I already described with the Flonase thing. So I just want to reiterate, this is an unscripted podcast. So if you have any complaints, they're almost invalid, because there's no substance for you to criticize. It's just 40 minutes about of nothing. It's just people call in for the first time. I mean, how can you even criticize what you heard, except for Jordan Peterson? That guy sucked. I don't know who he is, and I'm not even going to look him up, but if you like Jordan Peterson, you stink, okay? It's not good. He's a bad influence on people. Michelle Guido, thank you for calling. I really appreciate your call. I appreciate your notes and your fandom. M. Aldridge, I'm giving you a second shout out. Thank you for asking for a shout out when I posted the previous episode. Thank you to my mom. Remember, her birthday is May 14th. Everyone, mark your calendars, May 14th. Get some Flonase if you have allergy problems, or go see a doctor, which I really need to do. So if anyone listening has a recommendation for a doctor, please just go ahead and give me a recommendation, because I could really use it. And I want to thank again the Free Music Archive for providing me with my real theme music, which was Steve Combs, several unrelated piano intros once more. I want to thank the GarageBand app for this backing track that I'm now looping over and over again, which might render my voice hardly audible or completely unpleasant. This has been really exciting. Thank you again for listening. I'm going to record another episode soon. Thank you to Matilda for not being here so I could record this. And I love you. And I love all of you. I love every single one of you. Have a great day. Good night.